It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I'm one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And to the left, normally, there's to the left and to the left, to the left.
Oh.
That's trying to deputize for KJ.
KJ, he's not here.
He's feeling a bit under the weather.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers, man. Hope he makes it.
Let's make it real dramatic.
We've
brought our brother back on the pod.
Yeah, man. Like, he gave us the news that he wasn't feeling too good. And it was a case of, you know, like, we just hope he pulls through. And we hope he can make it to the next pod, man. Yeah. Like, you know, sometimes these illnesses, they just crop up on you.
When syphilis flares up like that.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. You got some nastiness that you haven't been dealing with. Well, you can't really get rid of syphilis. Guy for life. So you got to take that with him to the grave.
Did I get one that stays for life?
Yeah, you did.
I was aiming for which one of them? I know one of them, I know herpes is there.
Yeah, herpes and syphilis.
Are those ones? Oh, shit.
Those are the ones. Well, I'm pretty confident. If it's wrong, tell me in the comments. Tell me I'm wrong in the comments, man. The problem is, when you learn something, you're like, you learn it years ago, yeah. And then it just, you're like, the facts don't change.
No.
But you just have to hope you remember the facts correctly.
But it's just your care for it. Like, you learn the past exams.
Yeah.
There's some stuff that stays with you because it's happened in your life. we ain't got syphilis, so
yeah, that's it. It's not important to me, but important. I'm like, in my brain, somewhere, I'm like, nah, I think syphilis is you got a whole syphilis down. You got a whole, when you get syphilis, you just got to hold it down. Same with herpes, you just got to hold it down.
Hold it down, that's you.
So
that's
we you. Hope Kazeem holds it down,
holds out his syphilis,
gets the numbers real low, and then he can come back to the pod healthy and, you know, take his rightful place to the left. But to the left, on this episode, I'm joined by...
Ask your bill payer's permission. Who's that? It's me. It's Darren G.
Come on. How you been? How you feeling?
Good, man. Good. I've not done much. No, gigs been fun. Just gigging and working and gigging.
And any notable gigs that you want to share with the people them?
No, we both did gigs for the same people in different places, didn't we, this weekend?
Hey, yeah, well, industry hoes this weekend.
Industry hoes. Had some proper industry people on the lineup. Stuff, people that I've heard stuff about before I'd even met them.
Oh, what? I mean, before you did comedy or just me?
No, like during comedy, just people just chatting shit about people that you've never met. So then in your head, you're like, oh, you're that person. And then I'm very conscious of it. Then I check myself and be like, I've never actually met you, so let's start with a clean slate.
Oh, okay, so you had a preconceived notion about someone.
And I had my preconceived notion that they weren't even funny. Because I've never even watched a clip of them.
Oh.
Just because how people spoke about them.
Okay.
And then I watched them, and I'm like, they're fucking hilarious.
Oh.
So I was like, maybe it's just that this is the type of people shit
about. Yeah, does that make you, does that make you check what other the value upon those people's opinions now? Because you're now saying they were vehemently wrong. So,
I don't, maybe it's that. It's, I think, because what it was, when I was talking about, they were talking about it on the podcast, and I think what it was the person had a particular opinion on something. They were on the podcast with them, and they were talking about that person's opinion on the pod. And because they were shitting on the opinion, so hard that you're shit, they end up shitting on the person.
Yeah.
Hard. And then it's like, it becomes a thing of, because they've got a dumb opinion, yeah, they can't be funny.
Got you.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So in my head, it's like, oh, they're not going to be funny. Oh, I'm in the same section as them, so I'll watch them.
Yeah.
I was like, this is fucking hilarious. I was like,
but yeah. That's the thing. Obviously, comedy's subjective and it's all about different opinions, but, you know, I know a lot of people can be wrong, but it's at the same time, when someone is selling big rooms or doing big rooms, can all those people be wrong?
Exactly.
Can they all be wrong, or is it just a difference of taste?
It has to be, though. It has to be a difference of taste. Yeah, it has to be. Like I said, it can't be theatres and tours up and down the country with people just wrong.
Yeah.
I'm right. This person's not funny. And all these people, the 10,000 tickets they've sold up and down the country.
Spending the hard earned money.
And they're idiots.
And of course he lives. And you're right. And they're yeah, come on.
Yeah, that makes sense, man. How you been? As you were.
Yeah. Busy, man. Busy. Grinding like I got more than one child.
Yeah.
Doing gigs. Doubling.
Tripling.
Tripling. Hey, man. Do you know, I don't like doing that. Do you know, the part of me that I don't like doing it, but the part of me is doing it so people know what I'm doing. Not in the show-off thing.
You don't like posting.
No, I don't like it. I hate doing that.
I thought you don't actually like doing the triple.
Oh, no. The triple's fun. It's shattering. It's tiring. Mm. But I don't like posting about it.
Yeah.
But then I feel like you have to, because it's all about optics.
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, how you feel about it. It's about if that's what you're doing, well, you need to let people know that's what you're doing.
Say my website, I was just like, oh, I can't bother to update dates because I know that some of these gigs have been booked or actually sold out.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even matter. But I thought, no, you need to update it so everyone could just see the list.
Of course. The
list of gigs.
People need to be knowing
where you're
going.
Oh, you're going to Manchester, you're going to Brighton, and then you're going to Wickham, and then you're
come
going.
Come on.
And hold on, He's in Maidstone and London the same. He can't do that. Yes, I can.
Oh, busy. Yeah, you booked him busy.
And that's a bit, yeah, he's like, oh, let me just fucking put it on there. Let me just put it on there
first. Yeah, you got to let people know what you're doing. You got, because that's the thing. And someone, I think someone said it before. I've seen people say stuff like that. These big multinational billion-dollar corporations, they're always advertising what they're doing. Your McDonald's, your Coca-Cola's and whatnot. So why wouldn't small us advertise what we're doing?
Exactly.
So sometimes it may feel like you're bragging or showing off or whatever it is, but sometimes you just got to let the people know that you're busy and you're booked and you're working and you're trying to make things happen.
I feel bad. Talk about making things happen. I told Naomi, look, we're going on holiday at the end of the month.
Very nice.
And then end of May, Tunisia.
Tunisia? Oh, what? Kids? No kids?
Kids? People, if you've got kids, young kids, that's what you need to do. You need to tell your family. Mad, we've never gone on a holiday together. Like, why are we all on a holiday together?
Mm.
So I said that, like, I haven't been on holiday with my mum since I was 13.
Yeah.
I've never been on a holiday with my sister.
I didn't just ever?
Oh, actually, no, it's like once. My brother's 40th. Went weekend to Amsterdam. We've never gone to... She's gone places in the world. I've gone places in the world. But we've never gone... Just chilled out on holiday with each other.
Mm.
Age gap between us, that's why we didn't go as like kids or anything like that. So
never got you. Together.
So I was like, all right, mum, I'll be on holiday.
This is your sister with the niece, right?
Yeah.
Well, it has to be your niece. So, right? Yeah, there we go.
So let's go. Let's all go on holiday. So my mum, sister, two nieces. Nieces of like women. They're in their 20s.
Yeah.
Now. And then me, Naomi, and the two kids. That's why you got to do it, because they got childcare now.
Ah,
you see, because have you been on holiday with just you three? Yeah.
No. We want to do a staycation. That's what my wife brought to. She's like, oh, let's go somewhere. Let's find a little shire somewhere, get a cottage for the weekend or something like that. That's what she proposed. I'm with it.
But what will happen is you end up doing is parenting somewhere else. That's you're doing parenting elsewhere. So we went to Crete.
A nice environment.
Yeah, we went to Crete. It's a parenting abroad. And each day progressively just got shittier and shittier when it comes to parenting.
So you just wouldn't recommend?
No, it's not what we recommend. You just got to be prepared. So the first day we went to Crete, it was wicked. I got there. Zadie loved the new environment.
Mm.
We sat down to eat. They catered for her allergies. Sat down to eat. Everyone was like, oh my God, she's so well behaved. And, and she was well behaved and she was eating her food. And we was like, oh, this is wonderful. They've made food for her. She's We're sitting in all different lovely locations in the restaurant. So we sit here, we can see the sea. That was the first two nights. And then by the third or fourth, Zadie was kind of done with the food. You know,
novelty worn off.
Novelty's worn off. So it's like, oh, how do we keep her engaged? It's like, okay, the screen's got to come out.
Okay.
When we first got there, we was doing the whole looking at other people's screens. And going, oh, look at them. Child, just...
Lazy.
Just talk to your child. Just talk to your child. So then by day three or four, we was the people with the screens.
Absolutely.
But then we had people with the screens. Then we looking at the other people, kids at tables, tantruming, throwing food around. Like, oh, my God. Stop, and then 2 days later, we're now the ones like, Zadie, no! Just swept her food onto the floor.
Oh!
And the, all the staff were like, it's okay, it's okay. We're like, no, no, we can't just.
No.
Can we have a nap? They're insisting, like, no, because I imagine if their manager comes in and sees hotel
guests,
so they're like, no, we have to.
I must clean. Yeah. I must.
And then by the end of it, Naomi and I went down to dinner or breakfast separately.
Oh, you took it in turns and kept her back.
Yep.
Oh wow.
It was just like, you should just go down and enjoy your food. Are you hungry now? It's like, yeah, I'm hungry now. All right, you go down first. You go first.
Oh my! So
I'll rush back. No, rush back. Have your hour. Just enjoy your food.
Oh my goodness!
And then I'll come down. And that's how it was.
So you're even taking it in shifts.
Yeah, because it's like I can't be asked to make myself a nice plate of food, about to tuck in, and have this child just melting down.
How old is she then?
9 months.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So
you're gonna get nothing out of her.
You are. We did well for those first 2 days. So this time now we're like, right, we've got two of us. It's two on two.
Yeah, one each.
Yeah, it's like what we're gonna do. And then it's the evening time as well. Like as you're walking back from the restaurant, you're seeing all these people by the pool,
just chilling with their wine and stuff like that.
Having a great time, giggling. You know, you can see families who don't know each other.
Yeah.
Then I'll just chat and they're like, where about you from?
Yeah.
Of course, because no one's paying. It's all great.
All include. Yes.
And you're just there wheeling your kid back to the room. And it's hot. You know, there's something nice when it's dark and hot still.
Yeah. Yes. And proper holiday sandals, yeah, shorts. Exactly.
A bit of music playing. Oh, we've got a quiz tonight. It's like, I want to take part in the quiz. we're just in the room. And then and what would happen is I'd go out to the bar and get like 4 drinks that I could carry back to the room.
Oh, and you guys are skimping.
And then we'd just be sat in the room because we can't leave the child.
Hey, man. No, not since 2007.
Yeah, no Maddie. So, we're just sat in the room. Again, similarly, that was fun. Novelty, we're having a little drink. And then novelty wore off by the time. Yeah, I would come back. Nobody's falling asleep.
You're like, babe!
Yeah. I'm just there scrolling on my phone, just drinking knockoff Baileys.
Resharing the photo you took at the pool onto socials. Great time of holiday with the fam.
Exactly.
And you're there in the dark room, just drinking.
Trying not to make too much noise. Trying not to wake up anyone. Yeah, man. So this time around, she'd be sick. Because I know my mum won't want to go out in the evening all the time. So it'd be some evenings. She's like, I'll watch the kids. You two go.
Oh, bliss.
Yeah, so it's going to be lovely.
Bliss.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's true. I think that's the challenge when you go on holiday as a family. Not that I've done it, but like, it's the aspect of dealing with the kids and the adults and keeping both entertained. And that was a topic on the Bird app today. There was a pub. Who had a sign. A guy took a photo of a pub sign and it said, dog friendly, child free.
Okay.
So you can bring dogs in, but no
children. Fuck your kids.
This caused a huge stir online.
Of course.
People are like, what do you mean I can't bring my kids in? Yada, 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 yada. Why are we valuing dogs more? Yada, 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 yada. I don't want to be in a place with dogs. I'd rather have kids. Yada, 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 yada. All this discourse. And it's just like, And to be fair, there's a part of me that I've doing gigs on cruises. Obviously, yeah. I'm going from pubs to cruises. I've done gigs on cruises where there are just adults there with no kids who just want to go to a comedy gig on 9:30 and not have to worry. They don't want their evening spoiled by a screaming child running up and down the gap. Same way, there are people who have families and they it's convenient for them to, they come to the earlier shows, 8 o'clock, and they think, oh, well, you know, the kids can just do whatever. I can see a comedy show. We can all do it together conveniently. Mm-hmm. Then we go back to the room. And there's always an underlying tension between the two groups.
Yeah.
Because the families are like, well, where else are my kids going to go?
Yeah.
And the adults are like, well, fuck your kids. Is it? Like, I don't
your
care.
Kids. You take care of your kids.
You take care of your kids. Why is my comedy show, whatever I'm doing, distracted by the fact that you decided to have children? So I don't know what you think about the whole pub thing and whatnot, but yeah.
Well, yeah, it's... I've always accepted, if I've got kids, there's some place that my kids aren't going to be accepted in. There's places that, even though I've got kids, I wouldn't want to go with my kids. I wouldn't want kids to be there. Like cinema, like, there's, or like theatre, there's some things that aim at kids and some things it's like, your kid's just too young for this. I know your kid's not banned from coming here.
But yeah.
Like, come on, man, love what's going on. But there's other things from like, the kid has to be there. Like, an airplane.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You can't ban
the child. Yeah, I've never actually been annoyed by children on the airplane, so I'm hoping there's some kind of karmic force out there that my kids just behave themselves on the airplane, because I've never been pissed off with kids misbehaving. I guess a cruise is hard though.
Oh yeah,
because you've got nowhere to go.
Oh, no escapism.
That's got nowhere to go. So,
and there's kids areas. Areas specifically for the children.
If there's specific kids areas.
Yeah, there are kids areas.
You've got to eat that then as the parents to be like, you can't go to this bit. You just go to the kids bit.
Yeah, there's a kids bit. Even I think apparently on this cruise there was a sort of late night entertainment for the kids if they wanted to go do something late night as well. Even so, they had options. They're just kind of selfish essentially to take your kids.
Yeah, these go simply. The same as like Fringe. I remember. Someone come and see my show, and I was like, oh, where's your missus? And she's like, she's with our son. And they were taking it in turns.
To go see stuff.
So yeah, it's like, you're with our son today, so you have to deal with the kids stuff. I'm getting to watch the shit I want to watch. But then I guess then that's the sacrifice they've made, whereas like, I am going to have to watch it on my own. Or it's a bonus. Hey, I get to watch it on my own.
Yeah.
I guess some people are like, no, we've all come as a family, we have to all go as a family.
Yeah.
Bring it with the kids. It's just like...
With how annoying and distracting that sort of may well be. Because people do that same no kids thing when it comes to weddings. I don't know if you've been invited.
Our wedding didn't have kids.
Oh, shit. You got strict on it.
Babies are allowed. Because, again, what you got to do with your baby.
Did you put an age on the baby? So like, under twos can come? Or were you just basically if you've got a baby?
I think it was like under ones, like.
Oh, damn. Okay, yeah, so...
Little babies.
Okay. So if they're walking, they're too old.
Yeah. Your kid's just going to be just trying to do shit. trying to break free from your arms and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like, no. So if you did have a kid...
Do you know that caused any quibbles or quarries or whatever you want to call it with any guests?
Yeah, it did. caused a major one on Naomi's side. But they're good now. They're good now, but they fell out big time.
Are you allowed to give the wider details about baiting up names, or is it too...
I'm trying to think how... Because they're good. Now, and if it was misunderstanding and stubbornness from both sides.
Okay.
So essentially, without saying names,
Give him a fake name.
No, you'll have to give a name. So Naomi said, obviously, no kids.
Yeah.
The person she sold it to was like, why can't I bring my kids? He's like, no, it's not your kids.
Yeah.
No kids. And it's like, oh, but we can't come as a...
We're a package.
It's all of us.
She's talking like he's coming like a man.
And I was just like, well, there's no kids. I said, it's not a personal thing. He said, yeah, but
you know this kid. Like,
don't do her like that.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I hear that, but it's no kids. So, so yeah, and the misunderstanding was that, like, the other person, I think they felt it was just their kid that weren't invited.
Wow.
And it's like, no. Right. So the youngest person at the wedding, time would probably be my niece, who was, she was like 13.
Oh, well, okay. So when you say obviously that is a child, so was it basically you don't want no one that you could that would just be running around, yeah, like you're 7 or 8 year old?
Behave themselves. They understand decorum and what's going on.
Okay, all right. So it's basically like 12. You didn't want anyone 12 and under, essentially, a bar babies.
Yeah, that's the thing. So it's just like, and she was literally. She was the youngest by a bit.
Okay.
So it was like 13-year-old, and then there was, then after that, I was 18.
Oh, so, fair. She was like an anomaly.
Yeah. So it's just like, yeah. Yeah, so they fell over that. Yeah, and so weddings been, but all my friends who have been invited, who had weddings and not had kids, my mates who have kids, God, my kids weren't invited anyway. I weren't bringing my kids.
So yeah. They had the wherewithal to be like...
They were like, even if my kids were invited, I think the wedding we're going to now, I think our kids are invited. And we're like...
You're choosing not to take them?
They're not.
Wouldn't people want... Obviously, it's easy for us to sit here and say, obviously, because childcare is costly and difficult to organise, but wouldn't people want the easy excuse of being like, we need this weekend off because we're going to a wedding.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be preferred? Or is that, am I talking from a place of privilege that I can organise childcare
relatively easy? I think it as well, I think it's people, because I've noticed a difference between, like, say, Naomi and one of our other friends.
Mm.
So Naomi works part-time.
Yeah.
So she spends a lot of time with the kids. So when it comes to an event, and the kids aren't invited, then he's like, cool. Whereas I've got another friend who works full time.
Mm.
So she wants to be with her kid all the
time. Yeah, the so time that, she's not at work.
So they're both teachers, half term comes. Half term comes, then he's like, kids are still going nursery. Because I'm a teacher, this is my time off as well.
Mm.
So those 3 days there at nursery, I'm going to get my nails done, I'm going to drink a coffee, I'm going to go sit in the shop. I'm doing all of this.
Yeah, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. Yeah.
And then I'll go pick them up at 4. Whereas a friend who works full time, who's also a teacher, is like, and now it's half term, so I'm not sending my kid to nursery. No, I don't get to see her in the week.
Oh, wow. So that's interesting.
Yes, so maybe it's a bit of that. So when it comes to these weddings and stuff, if you're somebody who's just working all the time, you don't see your kids, you're probably like, oh, no. But it's just the rare amount of time I get to be with my kids. So.
But then that's that selfishness or that desire to be like, no, I want to spend time with them has knock on effects, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like you can't understand this event.
Yeah.
It doesn't want your kid.
Does it? Yeah. And sometimes you just gotta hold it. And not everyone, and I think not everyone loves your kid the way you do.
People really gotta understand that.
I don't think people do.
People gotta understand that there's that goes for kids, that goes with pets.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, no one loves your kid like you love your kid.
And some people don't give two flying
cahoots. Some people might even rate your kids still, but they're like, not at my wedding. Not at my
time. Not when it's my time.
Yeah, that is my time.
When it's my time.
Yeah, and some people really can't get out their own arse with their own kids. It's just like,
oh, yeah, of course.
My kid's amazing. My kid's this. Love my kid.
Yeah.
Let's talk about my kid. Is like, no, I don't talk about your kid.
Like, I feel awkward with stuff like that in green rooms.
In green rooms?
No, just like people will know I've got a child, so they'll ask. And it's usually just, oh, how's X? Yeah. And then stuff like that. And then I don't know the whole photo thing.
Yeah.
Because I, before having a child, I was very cognizant of the fact that new parents do the whole, oh, Jack. And they go to the phone, do you want to see a photo?
No.
Yeah.
No, just remember, you're comedians. We're allowed to be awkward. Just no, I don't want to see it.
So you just be like, nah, or whatever, or just awkward, just like, all right, and then you maybe give a little fake smile and then keep it pushing. So I don't want to ever put someone in that position. I'm like, I don't put my child's face out there anyway, so I'm not fussed about not showing your photo that's not public.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's even easier. But then I think the other day, I was just chatting in the way, we're talking about kids, the comic was talking about their child, showed a photo around, and I was like, okay, cool. So it started with my child. I was like, I was going to get a photo. I think we'll speak of something. I got my phone out, got distracted, put it away. And then they're like, oh, have you got a photo? Which obviously is their way of just asking to see.
Yeah, that was awkward. It's like, yeah, loads.
I got several.
Loads of photos.
Several.
But I don't need them because I don't know what he looks like.
I don't need to see him.
I remember what he looks like. I don't need a photo. Yeah. And then what they say, we was doing, going, nah, don't have any photos. Why? My kid's buzz, man. I don't
they take after me so much, I don't want to see it.
It's a reason. I'm always conscious of not showing people picture of my kids. I don't just force it on them.
Yeah.
They're my screensavers. That happens. Someone goes, oh, wait, let me see. I'm like, oh, okay.
You got me.
Yeah, you see pictures of my kids. But yeah, I'm never like, this is what they did. Watch this video.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, because you're almost trying to go with a reaction.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, not that you do it, but it's almost like if you get someone to watch a reel of yours, whether it's a stand-up clip or a skit, and you're like, oh, what's this? And you're standing there. And they feel compelled to give it a ha, 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 ha.
Right,
because you're standing there right there.
This
like,
is what we should talk about before the pod. The confidence you gotta have in the bit of media you're about to show me. That you go, this is what my kid did today.
Check this.
It's like your kid better be doing some fucking parkour. Something. I want to see your kid do some fire eating, fire breathing. What
impress me?
Yeah, and if you just show me your kid just toddling along, and then you're like, now it's the awkward thing of going right. I now need to know how old your kid is to know how impressed I should be. You know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, how old's your kid? They're like, oh, look, they're two. It's like, I'm now not impressed.
Yeah, they should be sprinting. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm now concerned. But has your kid got, like, developmental issue? You're like,
have they seen somebody?
Yeah, have they seen this specialist?
Imagine going from that pride to, like,
that's amazing. It's that kind of awkwardness. Actually, even talking about that, sorry, I remember once, I can talk about this freely because this guy's no one to me. Anyway, so we went to my friend's birthday up in, it doesn't matter. Up in Peterborough.
Yeah.
And this guy behind the, this probably even had kids. This before I'm even aware of like kind of conditions that kids have. The guy behind the bar's talking to us about his kid. He goes, oh man, my kid's like, is that how you do? He's just tired, man. He goes, oh, why? His kid doesn't sleep. Oh, his baby was nice, 4. I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, why is he not sleeping? He's like 4. He's like, full of energy. He's like, oh, okay, cool. And then it's like, and he's just telling us about how wicked his kid's memory is, how he's obsessed with like trades.
Oh, hot damn.
And I remember just saying, like, uh-huh. And then my wife is just asking, just like, imagine if someone just had an autism checklist. It's good. Oh, does he like? But she's asking as like a sincere question.
Yeah.
Like, oh, so does he like have particular? He's very particular about like, food textures and stuff. And he's like,
shit.
And he's like, yeah, he is. And she's like, oh, mad.
So she just diagnosed him in her head.
He's like, what about this? This? He's like, yeah, he does do that. And she's like, okay. And then she's like, okay, well. So I'll see you later. Then we sat down. I go, you think his kid's like autistic? She's like, mad autistic. Like, this kid is super autistic. Like, he has everything. Like,
did the guy know?
Oblivious.
Oh my goodness.
So I was like, that's awkward because this guy's just like forcing information of his kid onto us. So to point, like, all right, we're going to take interest in your kid now.
Yeah.
And then they're just asking questions. I'm like, this is. God.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't have the heart to tell him.
I'm not a doctor. Neither is Darby. Sorry.
She could be like, look, in my experience. Just go see somebody.
Yeah, no, it's true. But like, some people don't want to hear that about their kids. They don't. They don't. Like, because the kids are sensitive. Like, we had to learn something about her, one of her friends. We was arming and arming about jabs.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, like, the, let's speak respectfully, because if I wasn't on the mic, I'd say conspiracy. It's about MMR causes autism.
Yeah, yeah, autism. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
then there's some people whose kids have autism and they cannot escape that in their head. They go, that is what causes
that. Yeah.
And he's just like, and when someone believes something so deeply, it does become the truth to them.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, and yeah. Like, but that's what makes it the fury, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you now become like an arsehole for saying, no, it's not the germs. Your kid was mad autistic. The germs. I need to stop saying mad autistic.
Yeah, it's the bad.
I need to stop saying mad autistic.
Yeah, if there was an autistic person walking in, that's very crazy. Mad, like what they have, you're saying is mad. Yeah, don't take your head off.
The way it's because all autistic people I know are fully aware of their autism.
Yeah,
and their autistic traits, and it's like, they're just funny with it. Like, it's a part of, I don't know, it's almost like a part of how they're normal is their awareness of their autism. So, so they would refer their own autism, like, yeah, no, I'm mad autistic. Like, they'll be dropping
it. Yeah, that's how people in the end say it, yeah, I'm mad autistic.
Yeah, they'll be taking
enough.
A piss out of it.
What? What? So, can't even look at you, cuz. What?
I'm bare socially awkward.
It's so mad, like, I got the Southeastern here, and right. Oh, it was on time.
Yeah, man, they even tried the queue.
Yo.
What was I saying about the... Oh, I can't remember what I was saying now. But yes, it's jabs. From my jabs, And these things that you can't tell people about their kids. So there was someone who for years was like, MR caused kids to have autism. Caused it. And now their kid's like an adult. And then, he still said like a moment of reckoning after like 25 years. And it's like, the jab didn't cause it. It's like they just had like a.
The parent did, or
the parent did. They had a realization. Because we were, should we do the jab? Should we do separate jab? What should we do? And because she, like, Naomi's confiding in that person. It's like, because you said that's what happened. She's spent. It's actually, I'm not sure if she went through therapy herself.
But she converted.
She literally said, I just couldn't handle the fact that.
The truth.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Autism and stuff. Yeah, but, even that's a scary thing. We were just proper segue today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jabs, yeah, because both our kids have had MMR. And that with Zadie rationalized again. Well, it doesn't seem to affect the girls, so we'll just do that. So, fine. And then, but with Zavi now, there's more trepidation, which is like, but it's boys, black boys. There's the theory. There's high autism in black boys who've had, and I was like, but is it though? How do we know? I go, I'm arrogant enough to just do it. I go, let's do it. And I go, and anyway, I go, I'm not losing my child to some Victorian disease. Okay? if my kid gets fucking rubella.
You beat yourself up, man.
Yeah, I was like,
you beat yourself up.
So I just like, not a chance.
Something that there's a vaccine for. Oh, come on, man.
No, not. So it's like, not a chance. I go, he's getting the vaccine. And you go, I will just keep an eye out. Please keep an eye out. That's enough. But
we'll keep watch out, you know.
It's been over 4 weeks. Doesn't seem to be anything after that.
Yeah, no, may continue. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I mean,
but that's the thing, especially when it comes to, as you say, when people think they're right, they run with it. But especially when it comes to their child, obviously people being protective, it's very difficult for you to tell someone else about their child. They just they won't hear it.
Not having a bar.
You know, you don't know, but like, you'd be like, I don't think there is a link between MMR and autism. There's no evidence.
There's no causation.
There could be a constant It could be coincidental. Yeah. Someone's had the vaccine, they're autistic. Mm. But there's no evidence to say if you get the vaccine, you become autistic.
Yeah.
There's nothing to suggest that. But someone just say, well, that's my child. I know my child. And you can't argue against that. Even though those arguments may not be relevant to what they're proposing, but you don't know my child. I know my child.
That's those kids. Those parents are parents, even, isn't it?
Oh.
Their fucking bad breed child. Set of fires, our whole maths department is like, or maybe he's understimulated and you ain't teaching him enough. Just like, what?
Now that you burn down the whole Ross Club building.
The kid is a fucking arsonist. He's like, yeah, but maybe.
You got those parents. You know, forget it.
Isn't it. I pay your wages. It's like, you don't work. Do you know what I mean? Who are you? Shout out. Shout out face.
You don't work.
Nah, it must be hard. Like, cause obviously, I know it from the other side, in the sense of knowing being a teacher.
Yeah.
And you take an interest in these kids' well-being and welfare. And
yeah, no doubt.
And you got these parents. Like, one kid used to drink, was it Lucozade or Red Bull?
What?
In the morning. On the way to school.
Finished.
This is like a year two, so it's like a six or seven.
Finished.
And Naomi's,
you're trying to finish this kid.
So Naomi's like talking to the child, going, you know, maybe you ask mummy and daddy for like water in the morning.
Yeah.
And stuff like, make healthier choices and stuff. And obviously, kids value their parents and they value their teacher.
Mm.
They like the teacher, and especially when you're young, if you're before like eight or nine, your teacher's like,
Super important. Yeah, if you see your teacher like in real life outside of the weekend, say, I saw Miss Jackson or whoever it was. Oh my goodness. Like,
people remember their teachers' names, isn't it?
Same here.
They're important. So now that kid's gone home, told their parents. Their parents come to school the next morning and gone, oh, so like you told our daughter that she shouldn't drink like Lucozade in the morning. And this isn't even Lucozade sport. This is the full, full glucose. Let's see. Jeez, and
just orange glucose galore.
So, no, he's like, I mean, just say it's probably not the healthiest option to think.
And then, trying to be nice about it.
And then the guy's like, wait, just trying to understand. So, if she drinks it, will she get into trouble at school? And then I was like, well, no, you don't get into trouble because there's no rules be broken. So, there's not really much I can do. He was just like, I think we're just going to continue giving her Lucozade then. It's just like,
oh my goodness.
What you going to do?
Oh my goodness. So couldn't take no hint.
What you going to do? That kid's teeth must be finished. They're gone. Absolutely finished wrong.
Especially, well, maybe six, maybe a bit easier, but obviously Nathaniel's one and obviously trying to brush his teeth.
Oh my goodness. Fucking hell. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about brush these boys' teeth.
I'm like,
why?
Why are they fighting? Now I understand why we get a second set at like 6-7 because
God went, your team are finished.
Your team are finished. You've been fighting your parents and let them brush your teeth. We need a whole new set.
These teeth, for that, they'll get you through. You better eat, you better crunch food with them right now. I can't give you your final
teeth. That's not for life.
I'll give you your final teeth now.
No way. Teeth they won't brush, they'll be fighting you. They're putting their teeth down, burying their teeth down, closing their lips.
Because this is conflict, isn't it? In your head, it's like, because if you do fuck up your baby teeth, you can fuck up your adult teeth.
Mm.
So there's part of it, it's like, right, I need your teeth because I care about you and your welfare.
Mm, no doubt.
But then after like 2-3 minutes of solid toddler baby tumps in the face. Because I don't know how the fans will react, but Xavi always fists up and it's always a...
Oh! Hey! Uppercut man!
And he's good. He's, like I say, he's got good reflexes and coordination.
So no doubt.
If my hand comes around here, he can go...
Oh!
Hit the arm down. He doesn't want it. So it becomes feel, I'm actually going to have to use strength.
Rotted. You're beefing your own stuff.
Exactly. That's how gripping. What? Then he starts dropping. He's doing all of it.
They use the whole body.
Whole body dropping.
They use the whole body with it.
The head throw. But no doubt. To not have his teeth brushed. I have to put Miss Rachel on.
Oh wow, you draw from his ritual.
I've got to draw from his ritual.
Woo! I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, draw from the screen. And Savvy, see, Zadie from a young age could have a screen in front of her and she just look at it.
Yeah.
Savvy has a screen.
Oh yeah.
I need to touch it. Why is it in your mouth? Just
hey, he wants to taste this ritual, crazy.
Yeah, just like
he wants to taste.
I'm just like, just leave the screen there. It's there for your entertainment.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, I've got to go for the bottom teeth first because, like, it's just like bottom teeth are the ones that are hardest to get.
Yeah, no doubt, no
and
doubt.
And there's that conflict of. So there's just some days, is you go for it. There's like, fuck your teeth, innit? go on, relate.
Fuck your teeth.
Just put on your coat. Switch.
Come on.
Getting in the car. I've had enough of this.
Come on.
I've had enough. I'm bored.
Oh,
I'm bored.
It's
you
a war.
You look at your shitty, piss-filled nappy. Let me change it. Nope. You want to break dance on your head? You want to fight me? All right. You got a rash that you keep on trying to itch. Let me put this cream on. No, you wanna fight me? And okay. Right, now it's
you don't know what's good for you.
Yeah, now it's hard to brush your teeth. And now you're hitting me in the. Do what? Fuck your teeth.
Am I a dickhead?
Yeah, fuck your teeth.
Am I? That's what we need to establish. Here. Am I a dickhead? I'm trying to help you. You're fighting me. I'm the dickhead. Clearly.
You're hungry. Clearly. You're hungry. Let me put this spoon towards. Now you want to grab the spoon. All right, I'll let you hold the spoon. And now you put it in your hand. Brilliant. Brilliant.
You be questioning a whole damn lot.
In it.
You be questioning a whole damn lot. You think, what's really going on? Breath will be kicking. I'm like, look at you. You are standing on business, little halitosis. You are there standing on business, your breath is kicking and you don't know help. How arrogant.
They're annoying. They're so annoying. They're so young. Young. How can you be this annoying so young?
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, fight. I'm glad I'm not the only one fighting my kids.
No, to breast teeth. I can't stand it. Now it's bad.
And it's an open secret in my house that no one wants to do the teeth for the kids.
Oh, I don't blame it.
No one
wants. Is Zadie a bit better? Because she's a bit older.
Zadie's a bit better, but it's that she's at the age where you've got to do everything step by step that she wants. So it's getting your toothbrush. I want to squeeze the toothpaste. So. Okay, that's too much toothpaste. That's you've wasted a lot of toothpaste. Hey, open your mouth, I'm gonna brush your teeth because you got an electric toothbrush.
Oh, cool.
I'm gonna brush your teeth. I want to brush it first. Okay, don't suck off the toothpaste. Okay, brush your teeth. Don't just lick the toothpaste off. And it's like, where's the toothpaste gone? And now she's brushed her teeth, just a dry toothbrush. It's like. And then she does that. What? It's like, okay. Now it's Daddy's turn. Now she's run off. Something. This is fucking long.
Long. Every step, everything you do is 10 times longer with these kids.
Right? It's annoying. I worked out. It's what it is. Maybe not so much Zavi and Nathaniel's age. But definitely Zadie's. Is she doesn't understand that not every single moment of your day has to be entertaining and fun.
Oh.
That's what it is. Similar thing of, right, you're getting you dressed. Let's put on your socks. And it's, I want to put on my socks. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And rather than her just put her socks on, it's like, I want to stand on this thing. I want to stand on my cushion and do my.
It's a performance.
You don't need to stand on your cushion. It's not meant to be fun putting socks on. Just putting socks on.
Okay.
And there's the thing of, right, let's put on your vest. And it's just like, I want to put this music on to do. He said, no, just getting dressed. I want to go downstairs and watch TV. Do you mean you can go downstairs and watch TV? When you're dressed. And your teeth are brushed, and it's like,
negotiation.
Yeah, it's all right. Now, can I? And he wants to play with this thing while she does. I want to hold this cupcake when I'm.
Interesting.
Let's just get dressed. This isn't the fun bit.
Yeah.
This isn't the fun bit.
Because kids want everything to be fun, but do you think there's I guess it's hard to say, but do you think there's a Miss Rachel effect? Because a lot of what Miss Rachel does is making the mundane quite interesting.
I never thought about that.
Any activity they live in, so like, there's a song to it, there's a dance to it, there's some colour to it. But
and then and Miss Rachel's side as well, because you know you can't, you don't know.
Yeah, no, of course, obviously,
don't blaspheme.
Yeah,
don't talk about
our
Lord and Savior, Miss Rachel.
Hey, the Queen of Parenting.
The second parent.
Hey, she's a royal matriarch.
She's there.
Can't diss her. Hey.
But yeah, maybe that's it. Because if you think about even when you raise your kids yourself, change their nappy, start singing to them.
Of course.
So when you're doing such, and maybe we gamify everything.
Of course.
So then when it comes to a bit of, right, we're in a rush now, and they're like, can we do this song? No, man, just put on your trousers.
And they were confusing the kids because they're like, oh, isn't this, last time we did this, we sang. Why are you now doing, why are we now not going to sing? Why are we making it a business round? Why are we now?
It's true. Like Zadie put on her own coat.
Yeah.
The first time was, I didn't teach her how to do it. But Naomi says she'd had a little input into it, but I think it's nursery. Now she did the coat thing.
Yeah.
She throws the coat on the floor and then she puts her hands in the sleeves and it just whips her hands right over her head. And I'd never seen it. So I saw it, I was like, that is mad. Like my reaction was so big. So now any moment it's like, we're in the rush, let me put on your coat. No. I want to put on my coat. It's like, okay, just put on your coat. Just put on your coat. Hurry up. Put on your coat. And then she wants to put it on upside down. She thinks that's funny because I laughed at it once. So that's funny.
So that she remembers.
Yeah, so it's like, we're in a rush. Don't say, please put your coat on the right way. It's just like, and she's just, whenever stuff is funny, so I'm terrible because I will smirk. She'll just sprint off, just cackling. And I was like,
You set her off.
Yeah, man.
You set her off. I just thought before we leave this episode, let's talk about the parenting dilemma. Thanks for sending this in. We have been talking about toddlers, and we have been talking about how they can sometimes get on our nerves in respect to brushing the teeth. Brushing their teeth, I should say. So a parent has written into us, a parent who lost their cool, and they're very regretful. Very, very regretful for their actions. So they've got a 3-year-old little boy who apparently was being, can have a bit of tantrums. Toddlers have these tantrums where they're difficult to manage and they're throwing out, they're kicking out, they're making a bit of noise. And the father said, look, normally I just chat to him logically, calmly, and I settle him down and he understand the errors of his ways. But this time, he'd reached his limit.
Uh-oh.
The end of his tether.
Uh-oh.
He was ready to strike. And he struck his child. And the child was obviously absolutely terrified, upset, tearful. He did this because he said he was trying to defend his wife's honour. Apparently.
What? Is this guy at night?
Yeah, well, apparently, is now he's shining armour.
Is this son of dragon? Like, what is going Don't try to make yourself sound chivalrous.
What did he say? He said,
beat your kids with pride if you're going to beat your kids.
Stand on business.
He tried to say,
Beat your child and stand on it.
I slapped you with a glove and charged him to a duel.
On guard.
Yeah, then. Get on your horse and joust. I can't ride a horse, Dad. Get on your horse.
Get on your horse. Yeah, apparently he was sort of pulling and kicking the mother's hair. So
what's mom doing then? Just being the victim.
Sometimes the attack's too quick.
I think it'd be more reasonable if he slapped his wife and said, "Fix up, sort your child. Don't let your child bad you up like this."
Woo! Imagine that. Hey, fix up, look sharp. Come on, that's wild.
Are you going to let your kid boy you off like this?
Dad, this is a 3-year-old. You're letting him run your house. When he's 5, what's he going to do?
You know what I mean?
So he defended his wife and he said, and not only are you, look, you're saying that the wife should have held it down or even reacted or sort of not been bullied by a 3-year-old. She's now upset the husband, saying that he overreacted. He's physiologically scarred his child now, and he's feeling terrible. So, is there any advice we could impart on this young father who feels terrible for hitting his child, and you know, fears that he's gonna make this beating generational?
Well, I'm just trying to imagine the scene. Imagine the scene is that it's getting on top.
Yeah,
son's doing the madness to the
come on.
And the mum's not doing it. She's not coping.
Yeah.
If it's wrong, if she's handling it.
Yeah.
Like, she's telling him off. And then he's just like, nah. And just slaps the kid. That's wild.
Yeah. That comes out of the blue. But then, no legislation.
If it's a thing of she's doing nothing. And
she probably just get smacked up.
And he's just like, I've got to do something.
Yeah.
And he's just lost himself in that moment. There's like, yeah, forgive yourself, man. Forgive yourself. Because he obviously, if he feels bad about it, he's clearly not that guy.
Yeah, he's got a conscience.
So, yeah, I mean, he's got to forgive himself. Don't be too harsh on yourself. Your kid's going to forgive you.
Mm.
Your kid, kids have some fucking long memories, man. That kid might remember that, be like, my dad used to hit me all the time. And it's just that one time. Because I think of myself as being like smacked as a kid. But then I think I can actually recount every time I got smacked.
Hot damn.
So I wasn't smacked, because I wasn't smacked that often.
Oh, okay. The times you were like, damn, I really misbehaved.
I remember all these times. So, like, Lord knows how many times I don't remember. It's like, no, those are the times.
That was it.
And each time, I remember there was a clear chain of events of me in the wrong, me being warned, me doing the same thing again or continuing to do the same thing.
You were fucking around and finding out.
And me getting slapped.
Fuck around, find out.
There was no slaps I got as a child where I was confused when I got slapped.
So no unjustified slap.
No, there's no
fully ratified slap.
I say that about five from my mum, five or six from my mum, and one from my dad.
Ooh. Everyone knows when the pop starts hitting.
Yeah.
Hey, you really done fucked up then.
And that was it. And all of them, I just remember it is I was given either clear instructions and I just went the other way.
Yeah.
Or I'm fucking about, I've been warned, I'm still fucking about.
Was every beating I got justified? Hmm.
Yeah, can you remember anything?
There definitely got beats. I've had put your hand out and then there's the belt. I've had that. I remember more vividly punishment.
Exactly what happened to you when you was like 14.
Punishment. What age does it stop?
Was you like squats and all that stuff?
You gotta close your eyes and put your hands up to the door and you're standing there. Or you do the one where
colonial slavery punishment.
Hey, you come out strong though. That's the thing, man. Hey, you never know. You talk about Anthony Joshua. Probably you got disciplined as a child. Had to do all this.
Yeah.
Had to do the one where you got to sort of lean over. You put your finger. You have to like balance where you put your index finger on the floor, and then you have to like balance on one leg.
Who made these?
I don't know. So that clearly was a gymnast. what other one is, so bare different. I remember punishments more than actual like beatings, but obviously as they say in the street, I definitely got touched, but like but I remember the punishment is just like, oh my goodness, don't, and you'll be there crying, don't cry or you'll do it longer, and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, what kind of capital punishment is this, man? Like, just,
do you remember the crimes you committed though to get these
punishments?
Were they justified? You had siblings as well.
So yeah, siblings.
You must have got some joint enterprise.
Yeah, no, definitely. Or like, you have to, like, if one of your siblings is like in trouble for something, and it could be just like, well, coming back later, like if not on a one time thing, like if you're coming back late from school, like 3 days in a row, and there's no good explanation, then you're gonna get in trouble. You may get some beats and whatnot. And let's say someone's being disciplined. And then you get, obviously, it's always terrible when your name gets called. Like, oh, Michael or Bimbala, or whatever, come here. And you're like, what? Oh, go get the bell or go get this. And he's looking at you like,
oh, for your brother.
Yeah. And he's looking at you like, come on, bro. And I'm like, should have come home on time, bro. And then you try to go slowly, then hurry up. And you're like, damn, okay, all right, man. Because you know the anger to redirect to you. So you,
it's true, because you're there, Trevor. Let me just try and save him. Let me just get, I'll get the belt from mum's bathrobe. Okay. That was saving. Your mum sees that. She beats you.
Hey, that's the risk.
Yeah.
That is the risk.
She's beating both of you. She beat you. Beat him for late and beat you for being stupid.
Come on. Your dad getting joint meats.
Yeah, it's like, no. I'm going to have to give the belt. And there must be times, though, as well, when your brother must come down with that mad belt. It's like, you know, he's got just rhinestones.
Why is Mom got spikes? Yeah, and he's just like, that name, that's but that's your belt. Why?
Of all the belts, that has got the first one. Oh, piss off. Piss off. What is that? But nah, man, he's got to give himself
got to give himself some grace.
Give himself some grace. Use words. Mm. Explain to your child what happened.
Yeah.
Be honest. Say,
no doubt.
I didn't want to hit you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have.
Boom, blast.
I am still mad. I'm still cross because you did misbehave.
Yeah.
Daddy shouldn't have hit you.
Daddy shouldn't hit you, yeah. It's all about controlling your anger. And that is something, Daddy. Because I think stuff like that demonstrates that our parents are human. And I think it's very easy. Like, definitely. It's only since becoming an adult or parent myself that I realised, oh, my parents are flawed and they aren't perfect and they do make mistakes. Not that they would very frequently admit it, but like they do sort of make mistakes and they are human and they have their own biases and prejudices and stuff like that. And maybe this is the chance for this father to show his child that, look, I'm a flawed human too. And even though I'm your everything, I am infallible. I am fallible.
Yeah. I think that's it. Give yourself grace, and if you show your kids that you are, like you said, fallible, they'll be like, nah, that's human being. Or they'll be like, hey, this is dickhead ever again.
Does he know what he's talking about, though?
In fact, he's going to beat me and apologise. J. Cole.
I'm going to take 7 minute draft off streaming services, and I can't believe that it doesn't align with my character. Exactly. Oh shit, we about to end it there. That's been another episode of Late Nights and Them Wet Wipes. Thank you for tuning in. I've been one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. To my left has been
Darren Griffiths.
Take care and peace.